Throughout 2013, I'm planning to be doing a conservation big year. My goal will not be focused on out-of-range rarities that are common somewhere, but on species of conservation concern as defined by the American Bird Conservancy, with a few additional species that seem to me to be declining seriously. So my target list includes about 177 species. Some are found only up in the Arctic, which I just can't afford to travel to this year, so I don't expect to see anywhere near all of them. I'll be looking at every bird I can find as I search for those target birds, and so by year's end I hope to have seen at least 500 species and gotten at least marginal photos of most of them. I'd set my goal at 600 if I had more money and time and no family. Pursuing so many birds involves a lot of travel, which not only will keep me away from home more than I like and use more money than I have, it will also exact a high cost in terms of natural resources. I'll be doing my best to minimize my use of energy in other ways this year, and whenever possible, I'll try to carpool. I'll keep track of every mile I travel for this project by every means of transportation that I use. At year's end, I'll try to donate a penny per mile to the American Bird Conservancy. In January, I'll mostly be focused at home in Minnesota and in Florida, where I'm headed for the Space Coast Birding and Nature Festival. I'm hoping the varied thrush found during the Duluth Christmas Bird Count will stick around long enough for me to see it on New Year's Day. Varied thrushes are vagrants to the Midwest and the East, but they're of conservation concern in the Pacific rainforest, where they're declining. Two gulls that have been appearing regularly in the Duluth Superior Harbor, Thayers and Iceland, are also ranked of conservation concern. And one of my favorite birds of all, the evening grosbeak, is dangerously declining. 2012 was the fourth year in a row that not one appeared on Duluth's Christmas bird count, but fortunately a handful have been regularly appearing in the Sac Zim Bog. At mid-month, I'll be driving to Florida, where it's theoretically possible that I could see over 25 species of concern. Many of them are uncommon, but I expect to see at least a dozen, and being an optimist, I have hopes of even more. So I'm setting my January goal at a total of 150 species, including at least 15 that are of conservation concern. I'll be keeping a detailed field notebook and entering all my sightings for the year into eBird. That's going to involve a level of self-discipline I haven't mustered up in years. Since I'm going to be spending so much time birding, I also hope to photograph at least 365 species of birds this year, too. I don't know that I'll get a new one every single day, but we'll try to post at least one new photo of a different species each day on my blog. I'll be focusing a lot of For the Birds programs and my blog on different species of conservation concern. And as I travel about, I'll be posting information about some good places to see each target species, why it's in trouble, and what people are doing to help. I've never before done any kind of a big year. I'm not competing with anyone on this. The whole design of my project is as much focused on conservation and education as it is on amassing a big list. And now that I'm 61 years old, I don't have as much pep as I used to. But 2013 promises to be fun and exciting for me. Birds, here I come. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.